Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this wonderful day that you have made. We give you all the glory for the gift of life you have given to us. Father, we thank you, God, for your blessings. And Lord, we thank you, God, for all your mighty acts in our life. Thank you because, Lord, you are taking us somewhere. And we know that with you, it shall be well with us in the name of Jesus. We commit all our errors of this world to your hand this morning, that Lord, this world will meet every need in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you glory. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Can I welcome all of us to this program this morning, Church on Air? I want to give God the glory for the wonders He's doing in our life. Thank you for all your responses. Thank you for, you know, what this program is actually doing in our life. We bless the name of the Lord because God is so good. God is so wonderful. To Him be glory, to Him be honor, and to Him be all adoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For sometimes, we've been sharing on Let God Arise. And I am sure you are having testimony. And you are free to communicate with us. You are free to share your testimony with us. You know, all you have to do is just to send it to our email address or to our SMS or to the phone number. And I am sure that by the grace of God, you know, the name of the Lord will glorify your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to continue on the sharing, Let God Arise. And, you know, the word arise means, number one, to defend. You know, it means to justify. You know, that is when God wants to defend a man, when God wants to justify a man, or want to put an end to every evil, to any evil in our life, you know, or when is to condemn, you know, the work of the devil in our life. Now, it is required for God to want to do something, to arise, to do something, you know, peculiar on our behalf. I want to believe that this is what will happen to you in the name of Jesus. But now, let me now change this topic this morning. Let us share together on when God arises against a man. When God arises against a man. So, you know, so God can arise against a man. Yes, if you are his enemy, if you are going against his word, God can arise against you. You know, when you don't give God glory and honor, He can arise against you. When you are doing things that is contrary to the will of God, you know, God can arise against a man. And we are going to see scripture this morning, how God arose against people. You know, He didn't arise for them, but He arose against them. Number one thing is the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Let's go to the book of Ruth this morning, chapter 1. Let us read, you know, verses 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. Quickly, yes.
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband.
What a story. What a story. Can you imagine what happened to Elimelech? Now, the first question is this. Who asked him to leave that name of Judah for Moab? You know, is it God's direction? Is this God's will? You know, is it ordained of God? You discover that any time that you took a step that is outside the will of God for your life, God may rise against you. You see now, you know, who told Elimelech to go to Moab? Just because, you know, by sight, by feeling, by looking, he said, yes, there is bread in Moab. You know, just like some of you, you are thinking that, yeah, until I get to overseas, I can't make it. Who told you that? You know, so a lot of people travel today, when they get there, they make no record of their life. Why? Because that is not the will and the plan of God for their life. You need to know God's will for your life. You need to know God's plan for your life so that you will not end up, you know, in disarray. So you will not end up regretting. Look at, you know, Elimelech. He died. You know, because, you know, he was in the land of captivity. That is not God's plan for his life. Can you imagine that? You know, when, you know, you are in a coverage that it is not God's life for you, God has no plan for protection for you. Can you see now? So, the man died, the two children died, and the wives, no children. Can you see the hands of God working against them? You know, I pray this morning that this will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why, you know, you need to know to consult God before taking any decision in life. You know, anytime you take a self-decision, you know, it might end up in regret. So look at the life of Elimelech. Look at how he lost his life. He lost, you know, his children's lives. And even the grandchildren for him. I pray that, you know, God will help couples today to take rightful steps, to take holy steps, for you to know that you need to depend upon God for your life. And I pray shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. So all that happened to them was the hands of God. All that happened to them was the judgment of God. You know, because they did what they did outside God. You know, while anything you do outside Christ will land you into crisis. Can you see now? Now, how about the King Saul? When you look at, you know, 1 Samuel, that of King Saul was so pathetic. You know, this King Saul, he did not contest to be a king. He did not pay any money. He didn't do anything to become the first king of Israel. Can you see now? He was just selected. He was, the God just brought him up. In fact, his family was not known in the land. Can you see now? God just gave him a level and yet he disgraced God. Oh my God. Now, let's see 1 Samuel chapter 10 and let's read, you know, verse number 19. 1 Samuel 10, 19.
And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourself before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he has caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquire of the Lord further, if the man should yet come hither. And the Lord answered, Behold, he has hid himself among the stuff.
Can you see, you know, this man Saul, he did not contest, he didn't do anything, you know, God just raised him up, you know, it was grace. Some people, God gave them the grace, but they turned the grace to grass. Imagine that. Some people, God helped them, God raised them up, and they forgot God. You see, you know, this he was King Saul. He started well. You know, the Bible says he was handsome and taller than every other man. You know, and God gave him the backing for leadership. You know, the thing that he didn't labor for. But do you know that, you know, he used it against God. You know, he disobeyed God. He lived a life of rebellion. You know, he was after the people. He likes people's or innovation more than satisfying God. You know, he loves people more than God. He loves to do prayer rather than obeying the will of God for his life. No wonder someone said to obey is better than sacrifice. Are you hearing me there this morning? You know, the reason why God is against you is because though you are religious, but you always disobey God. Though you are praying, you know, you are praying, but you see, your prayer is not going anywhere because of your lifestyle. Now, look at King Saul. You know, God raised him up. You know, but he came back. Let me say this one. It is the same God that raised you up, or that, you know, enthrones you, can also dethrone you. Can you see that? The Bible says God can make life and he can also kill. You know, some people don't know this about God. They think, it is God now. He can't do that to me. No, the moment God gave you an opportunity and you abuse it or you use it against him, God will not be happy with you. So what now happened? There was now a problem. And let's see, 1 Samuel chapter 16, Let's read verse number 1. 1 Samuel 16, verse 1.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil, and go, I will send it to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons.
Wow, imagine, he lost the throne. You know, he lost the throne. He went from grace to grass. You know, God regretted. There are many people today that are in position that God is regretting that he put them there. You know, God is not happy. You know, look at all leadership, you know, even in the land. God is not happy that he has put, you know, people that are supposed to obey him, they now obey idols. They now obey people and they are not doing the rightful thing. Can you see now? Now, Bible says, when Samuel was praying, interceding for Saul, God came and said, how long will you mourn for Saul? You know, I have rejected him. My prayer for you this morning, may God not reject you. May God not put you aside. You know, God can do away with anybody. You are the one that you need God. And once you offend God, who will help you to beg God? Once God is angry with you, when God is the one waging war against you, who will help you to beg? That is why you need to know that every opportunity that God has given to you, you must use it very well. You know, every chance, everything, every grace in your life, you must use it to glorify God and not to just mess it up. You know, people, they mess it up and God dealt with them. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome in the name of Jesus. This morning we are sharing on when God arises against a man. When God, you know, who has been for you, now turn around to be against you. Let's see the book of Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5. Let's see something that happened there when God turned against a couple in that scripture. You know, God turned against them and the anger of God was against. Let's see Acts chapter 5 from verse 1. Yes.
But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostle's feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Why it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard this thing. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours, after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straight away at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband.
Wow, what a story this morning. What a story. Look at Mr. and Mrs. Ananias Sapphira. Can you imagine when people are given to God out of their curiosity for the gospel, out of their love for God, and people who are selling their properties? You know, they took the same step. You know, Bible says they sold a possession. They sold a land. I know what now. And they kept back part of the price. And his wife knew about it. You know why they kept part of the money? Let me share it with you. You know, the land didn't worth anything. But anything you sold to God, there will be value upon it. Anything you give to God, even though it's, there was no value upon it, you know, when you sow it to God, there will be great value. Now, when they sow it to God, they now sold it. They now discover it carries high price. Are you following me now? It carries great price. They now say, how can we give such a big money? This money is big. Because they are not expecting that they will send that land at that amount. You know what now? They now connive. Then I came to Peter, you know, then I told Peter, this is how much we sold the land. Now, excuse me, I don't know, they know the land. I don't know, are they forced to sell it? Now, but when they gave the thing, why can't they be faithful? No, for everything you do for God, you need to be faithful. Either you handle money, stewardship of any way, in any way, anything you are doing for God, God requires a man to be faithful. You know, number one qualification for a man to walk with God is faithfulness. Hallelujah. So, that's in verse 3, Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled their heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? So, what they did, anything you are doing against the church, you are doing against your pastor, you are not doing it against them, you are doing it against the Holy Spirit. Can you see now? And Bible says, he said, why should you keep part of the price of the land? Why? Why should you not give your tithe? Why should you not give it accurately? Why should you not do your role and your function in the church? And Bible says, why it remained? Was it not thy own? Do we force you to sell it? Why do you lie to God and not to men? You know what now? Bible says, when he heard those words, he fell down. Give what he goes. And great fear came on them that heard these words. What came upon them? Great fear. Did police come? No, it was fear. Can you see? Now, that is why, you know, in everything you do, probably you want to do something right now, it's a level of unfaithfulness. Stop it. If you want to take a step right now, and it's a level of unfaithfulness, don't do it. Why? Because God will give you a knock. Like, and God's knock leads to death. You know, it was the Holy Spirit that lied to that rose up against them. Now, don't allow the Holy Ghost to rise against you when you are speaking lies. Some people will say, why are you not in church? They will say, I traveled. I didn't go anywhere. Some people, they will know, they will say, you know, why are you not in church last week? They will say, so they will lie. You better be careful. Why? Because the judgment of God is against every liar. Every liars, you know, all those who are not faithful, all those who are stealing God's money, all those who are stealing from God, all those who are stealing God's time, all those who are doing evil against God, I tell you that God might be against you. So, why can't you repent? Why can't you ask God to help you? Look at what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. Bible says, in the space of 3 hours, the woman came also. And Peter asked him the same question. Tell us whether you sold the land for so much. I said, yes. That's the amount. Peter said, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? You know? And the woman fell down straight away. Here he goes. And the young man came and they bound him up. You know, they buried her. Can you see now? Now, we need to learn that unfaithfulness, you know, cannot get you anywhere. You know, it will make God to be angry with you. There are a lot of people in the Bible that they were unfaithful to God and God rose up against them and God killed them. May you not be part of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, when you look at the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 12, let's see when God rose up against a man there. You know, Acts 12, can we read from verse 21 to 23? Acts 12, 21 to 23, yes.
And upon the said day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost.
Oh my God. No, this was the same error that killed, you know, James. This was the same error that put, you know, Peter in the prison to be killed. And miraculously, he escaped from prison. Peter escaped. Because anyone who put you inside satanic prison, you are escaping the name of Jesus Christ. No, Peter escaped. And they were looking for Peter. They couldn't get him. They killed all the soldiers, you know. When you look at, you know, that's Acts chapter 12 in verse 18, you know, Bible says all the soldiers were killed. Why? Because they are looking for Peter. They couldn't get him. Wow. Now, the same Herod now, he now display a glory. You know, Bible says, upon a said day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel and sat on the throne and made an application to them. Can you see? You know, can I say this one to you? Every gift that God has given to you, that gift is to glorify God and not to yourself. Hear me again. Every gift that God has given to you is for the body. The gift of God, you know, is not for merchandise. The gift of God is not for yourself and aggrandizement. The gift of God is to promote the kingdom of God. The gift of God is not for commercialization, which, you know, Aaron was trying to do. And Bible says, when people heard this oration, they said, this is the voice of a God. It is not the voice of a man. They are giving God's glory to man. Can you see? Now, can I say this one? I was talking to some people sometimes ago. They don't give testimony. No matter what God do to them, they don't give testimony. I said, look, if he refuses to give testimony of what God has done in your life, you are taking his glory. He will deal with you like Herod. He will kill you also. Anything that God has done to you, go to your church and go and declare the glory of God. Every good thing that God has done to you, you know that, you know, it is out of his mercy that you have those things. You know, and as they were, you know, giving glory to Herod, you know what happened? Bible says in verse 3, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. Why? God was against him. Because he gave not God the glory. Bible says, and he was eating of worms and gave up the ghost. You know what, man? No burial ceremony. Can you see that is grace? You know, when you come out of grace, you will enter into disgrace. You know, God is grace error. I believe I'm talking to somebody here this morning. God will disgrace every enemy of your life. Herod was the enemy of the church. Look at how God ended up his life. You know, God silenced him. You know, worms ate him up. Oh my God. Worms ate him up. What type of worm is this? These are not normal worms at all. I pray for somebody here. May you continue to give God his glory in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. May you not take the glory of God for granted in the name of Jesus. May God help you to give him sufficient glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me give you the last one because time has gone and that we don't have enough time again. Now let's look at Daniel chapter number 4. Daniel chapter 4. You know, because of time's sake, let us just read, you know, from verse 24.
This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord, the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, that was Nebuchadnezzar. God, you know the reason what happened to him, you know, he was high-minded. Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he was boasting himself, taking the place of God, you know. He was just like, you know, boomeranging. And God said, I will show you. And you know what surprised me in this story was that God gave him a dream and Daniel helped him to interpret the dream. What should he do? Already he had a clue that God wanted to destroy him. Now, why can't he retrace back his step? Why can't he ask for forgiveness? Why can't he say, Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. You know what now? When you look from verse 28, 29 and 30, do you know that it came to pass that Nebuchadnezzar was driven from men and he was dwelling with the beast of the field, which actually was making to eat grass like oxen. And for 7 years, he was there, you know, for God to know. Let me read back for these 2 years. Yes.
And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he will.
Nebuchadnezzar was disgraced. Can you see why? Because he will never give glory to God. Because he took the position of God. People of God, I'm sure you are blessed this morning. I will see you again next week because, you know, God is interested in your life to bless you, to make you to see, you know, the purpose why you are alive. I pray this morning, God will never rise up against you. See you in church tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Belkuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.